We're back to the Neil Haley Show, and I really believe what my guest today is going to talk about, because you look at specifically how everyday people can change the course of history, which she talks about in her book, Angel, and she'll talk about that. So I'm excited to welcome to the program, Dr. Cheryl White. Dr. Cheryl, how are you? Thanks for coming by.
Thank you. I'm doing great. It's good to be here.
Absolutely. And so, you know, tell me what, first of all, your background and why you wrote the book.
Well, I moved to a little town called Haviland, Kansas in 1995. And my first tour of the campus, I was introduced to Laura Haviland. She is the town's namesake. And she is the 19th century abolitionist that I wrote my book about, Underground Angel. So that got me on track.
It got you on track, and because you have a PhD, what is the background that you have a PhD in?
Actually, I have a doctorate of ministry, and I've taught ministry classes for years here at Berklee College, and I have served 30 years in ministry to families and children, and just love ethics and history, and so I don't know. It just, I felt like this lady lived the talk. She walked the talk. And that's what I believe we're missing in today's society. And that's why I had the passion to do this.
She walked the walk. I understand, especially thinking about the Underground Railroad. And probably you did not know about it happening in Kansas. You think of other areas where it was done, but not that area. So once you found that out, you had a lot of history to really learn about, right? Once you figured.
Yes, actually, she was not in the Underground Railroad in Kansas, but she came to Kansas after the Civil War. She was in the Underground Railroad in her earlier life in Michigan. She's from Lenawee County in Michigan. There's a big statue of her, a life-size statue of her there in the capital of their county. And she just had amazing success in everything she did. She had a lot of very difficult times in her life, lost six of her loved ones, all in one era that just kind of catapulted her into this place where she felt like she was supposed to help the slaves. And she had eight children of her own. Her baby died, her husband died, her mother and father. There was a erysipelas plague of 1845, and lost all of these family members and a dear friend. And so she had seven living children still, and she knew that they were cared for and well protected. They were old enough. And so she went out and started working in the Underground Railroad in Cincinnati, Ohio. She and her husband, before he passed, had put 27 networked Underground Railroad spaces in their county alone. And they were a decoy because a lot of times they felt like they would go straight from Toledo to Detroit and then across into Canada through the Underground Railroad. But Adrian, Michigan was a decoy, and that would throw the bounty hunters off. And so she was just great. And she was involved in all of that. And then she went on to Cincinnati, and she actually started seven different schools. She started the first multi-ethnic school in the state of Michigan and took a lot of flack for that, of course. But she was just a pioneer of her time. It was just amazing. And I know, Harriet Beecher Stowe's Uncle Tom's Cabin, she is actually the Mrs. Smith that helped George and Eliza Harris to freedom. That's one of the three stories that Harriet Beecher Stowe has in Uncle Tom's Cabin. And it's so interesting because it was published in 1852, and that was the era where if she would have used her real name, I mean, she was providing that anonymity for her so she would not get caught in her travels.
So, you know, writing a book about history, about someone else that's very famous with the Underground Railroad, was that was really thinking out of the box by you, right? To write something like this.
You know, I don't even know why I did it.
That's the question, because, you know, I mean, the thing you can look at is, you could spearhead the opportunity for finally a documentary on her. Things, if there has been a documentary, a better documentary.
Yes,
not in the history books. These are the things that makes it very, like, I'm not heard of her. You know, we talk about specifically the Underground Railroad person, but we don't think of anyone else.
He was a little white woman, 4'9" tall, Quaker, wore Quaker attire all the time. So nobody ever really suspected her. She had all kinds of decoys and ways she got around people. She didn't care if she got any acclaim or she didn't want to become a famous person, but you can find her online. She is very prevalent, but just kind of in the margins, not really in the mainstream.
Are you the only one that's ever written a book on her?
No. There's a Danforth, I forget her first name. She wrote a book on her in 1962.
Oh, that's a long time. Yeah.
Yeah. And then I took my information for my book actually from Laura Havlin's autobiography and from her journals that are in the Lenawee County Museum in Adrian, Michigan. So that's my primary source for my book, even though I have all of the accurate, her work, her, you know, her life story, but I did write a story around it. So it's considered historical fiction.
Right. And so, okay. So it's a story around it. So the story, it's about her, but not all truth. Right. It's historical. Oh, okay. So what age?
But all of the works that she did were all truth. And I took it from her autobiography. And in the beginning, I just proclaimed that I've taken a lot of the dialect from, you know, between her and the slaves. I mean, I just kept that just as it is. It was not, it's in the public domain now because it was published in 1879. So, but it's been fun. It's been so much fun. I just feel like she's a national treasure and she really needs to be, we need to know about her because she's a little white woman that she poured out her entire life to free, you know, the black slaves. She just was so fiery. She was just so passionate about it.
All right. Well, fantastic. Where can people purchase the book and learn more about you?
Yeah, thank you. You can go to undergroundangel.net. That's my website, or you can get it on Amazon. I also have a YouTube channel called Underground Angel, and it's by my name, Cheryl White, along with Underground Angel YouTube channel. And in that, I talk about the 7 steps of good trouble as experienced by Laura Havlin. So it's been fun
You definitely have a niche thing that lots of people and find people interested in history, especially that time period, to check it out. And that definitely the YouTube channel is a great resource as well. I appreciate you coming by.
Thank you.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show. And we'll be back in just a moment.